Well, it was a day after my chemo, the first chemo, and I started developing chest pains about tea time on the Thursday night. I had been given a card from the city to ring the nurses on call there, and they suggested that it could have been something to do with the chemotherapy or the line that had been in, and they suggested that I should come down immediately to see them. Now, they were brilliant and they did all the tests that needed, and there was one test came back as a suspect result that it could be a clot. So they suggested I should be admitted immediately, but because they had no A&E, they sent me to the Royal.
So you have a letter then, and the Cancer Centre has called ahead to the Royal on Thursday night. You have a test that says you could have a blood clot, and you travelled over to the Royal then.
That's right. Travelled over to the Royal, and they were again, the girls on the admission desk were brilliant. They admitted me almost immediately to the triage nurse. I then passed on through to the back of the A&E and was put into a small office. It was mainly because I would be at an increased risk of getting any, with a reduced immunity.
You would be prone to infections
Infections.
because of the chemo.
Yeah, so they put me in a small room by myself, just with my husband. On a normal chair. I seen nobody then till about 3 o'clock in the morning, where the doctor who had supposed to been off earlier that night, he came and checked me over and said I would need to wait till the next morning to see another doctor to find out what was going to happen. And he also suggested there was 30 people waiting for beds that night. The whole complete A&E at the back was filled with people on trolleys. There was trolleys everywhere. In every cubicle, there was a trolley with a person on it. The place was buzzing at 12 o'clock at night, and it wasn't full of drunks, or it was people who had
Genuine reasons for being there.
not self-inflicted. They were swamped with people. It wasn't that they were understaffed. There was a load of staff there, but they had nowhere to put anybody. So there was nowhere else for me to sit but on this chair in the small office. 6 hours when you have to, a sore chest, you have a sore arm, you have sore, basically. I'm post-surgery, so I have a plenty of pain anyway, and no pain, no painkillers, no pain relief, no nothing. Just it was something you wouldn't need to go through. You were already in a position where you were in a weakened state, and this just didn't make it any easier. At 6 o'clock in the morning, I was offered a trolley, which was a relief because I had been feeling completely nauseated. I was had chest pains, I was nauseous, I was basically stressed out. I was very, very upset. I had been crying, and I just wanted to go home, but I was scared of going home and then losing my place in the queue and having to go through that all again this morning.
And you've been left in pain sitting on a chair for 6 hours.
6 hours on a chair, and then another, at least the same again on a trolley, which was a it was a relief to get onto a trolley. It was probably 3, 4 o'clock before I was in a bed.
You arrived at the city initially, tea time the night before. You've been up all night, 3, 4 o'clock on Friday. You get a bed, and had you had anything to eat in the
Nothing
meantime?
to eat, nothing to drink until I got to the city. There was nobody to say, there's a glass of water, or there was nobody to say, where is the glass, where's the toilets, where's this? Everybody was run off their feet and they were very stressed.
The way you describe it, Lynn, it just sounds horrendous when it's your first bout of chemo and you're worried as well about what might be wrong.
You just didn't need that amount. You were going into the unknown with the sickness and the chemo, and then when you're getting chest pains, you're starting to freak out about that as well, and you're not sure, who do you turn to? You turn to the medical profession, and when they say, come down immediately, we're going to see you, and they say, then you need to be admitted, you think, well, there is something wrong with me. I mean, I just had been just to the limit of my strength, and I just couldn't cope with it anymore. It would actually put you off going forward to go into an A&E department. You think to yourself, no, I'll leave it till the next morning, regardless of what's the matter with you, which is, again, a dangerous position to be in.